Hello, everyone, and welcome to Science Unscripted. It is Connor here.
And Gabe.
And we're going to give some of the latest updates on vaccines and what you can do with them, or what we will be doing with them in the future, COVID-19 mm-hmm. vaccines, that is. One topic that has been discussed a lot and that Gabe and I have not reported on because there wasn't good scientific data on it at that point was the idea of the vaccine mix and match.
So can I take AstraZeneca and Sinopharm?
Or for example?
BioNTech, Pfizer, and Moderna? Or
anything. Can you, yeah.
Can you mix types? Can you mix brands?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Can you start with one? Can you switch
to the
other?
Can you get them all?
We finally have a couple of, well, getting them all, I'm not going to answer that one. But we have a couple of different fresh, raw information points, a lot of it coming from preprint servers, so take this with a grain of salt. But the short answer is yes, you can. And specifically, what I'm talking about is a mix and match between AstraZeneca and BioNTech Pfizer.
Does it depend which you get first? So I get AstraZeneca first, the first dose?
I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
I'll get to that in a second. But okay. It does change the equation slightly if you change the order. Mm-hmm. But just to make sure where this information is coming from and why you should take it with a grain of salt, it's because we don't have all that much data on it. 340 healthcare workers in Germany tried this out. You remember when there was this blood clotting that was happening up in the brain and they suddenly stopped the AstraZeneca doses for a short period of time.
A couple months back. Yeah.
And at that time they thought, okay, we have no choice. You know, we have to switch to a different vaccine. And they took a look at 340 healthcare workers. And the results were that by mixing the two vaccines, it was not only well tolerated, but the reactogenicity, that means they're looking at your blood.
The immune response.
Your immune response.
In your blood.
Was homologous, which is a fancy way of saying it was similar to people who had just gotten BioNTech.
Okay, so I get AstraZeneca, and instead of getting a second AstraZeneca, I get BioNTech, and I'm okay.
Yeah, you're not only okay, but when they look in your blood, things look even later. They kind of qualify this. If you wait 10 to 12 weeks between that first AstraZeneca and then your next BioNTech, your second dose, your blood actually looks like it's showing a stronger immune response than if you were to just do BioNTech.
Wow, that's interesting because you're mixing different types of vaccine there.
Right.
So you've got the vector vaccine, which is an adenovirus that's been changed, mixing it with an mRNA vaccine.
Yeah, and it's showing, at least in your blood.
And they're not canceling each other out or anything like that? Or
no, it's looking very good. Now, again, we're only talking about what you can see in someone's blood, and that's why I'm never going to talk about efficacy. They don't know. These numbers aren't big. You're talking 340 healthcare workers in Germany. They looked at 600 people in Spain as well. In the UK, they have 830 volunteers trying this out under the ComCov study from the University of Oxford, just started up in February. In fact, if our listeners are in the UK, you can volunteer for this. And they have some, again, kind of preprint data that they published in The Lancet. And there you can see there are some negative side effects of doing this. Mm-hmm. Specifically that you can expect some of these common side effects like fever, fatigue, headache. They're going to go up. Typically, you'd have roughly 10% of people who'd been vaccinated getting a fever. Mm-hmm. And if you go AstraZeneca and then BioNTech, that jumps up to 34%. If you go BioNTech to AstraZeneca, it jumps up to over 40%.
The same. Okay, so fever as a symptom more likely if you do the mix.
Yeah. Okay. Fatigue jumps from 50% to somewhere between 65 and 75. Headache jumps up to 60% as opposed to about 30 to 40. So you can expect those side effects to be stronger.
I mean, that totally makes sense because you're giving your immune system more to do.
Right. And last thing I'll say here, there was an immunologist who chimed in on this from the Imperial College London. His name is Daniel Altman. And he was saying, you know, this is not only expected, but also good, because he was saying repeated doses of virus-based vaccines like the Oxford AstraZeneca, they tend to be increasingly less effective over time because the immune system starts getting used to the adenovirus. It's like, oh, I've seen that before. Mm-hmm. I'm going to knock that baby out.
Yep.
And so it looks like this might be the way ahead to kind of mix and match. And one thing that we'll all have to see or wait for is for governments around the world to recognize this as a good way of doing things so that we can all get it scribbled in our vaccine passport booklets and then show that somewhere.
That is officially okay to mix and match.
At this point, that is not the case.
Okay. Open questions with regard to vaccines. There is one out there. How long is the immune protection going to last? That is still a question because how long have people been taking these vaccines for? Just a few months. There is data on how long immunity lasts if you get the coronavirus, if you get SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19. It's going to last at least 8 months. We spoke with someone from La Jolla, California about that last year. That is still there. The question is now, how long are the vaccines going to last? And it looks like it's going to be at least 8 months, more like a year. There is an ongoing study right now at the National Institutes of Health in the United States. It's called a booster study. So they're looking into, when are people going to need boosters, and are boosters going to help? Like I said, that study is ongoing, but it looks from the initial data that we are going to need a booster shot at around the 12-month period.
12 months.
That's based on, they can say that already now, because they're looking at how the immune protection is waning. Hmm. It's going down, but only gradually. And based on that curve, how long or how quickly it's waning, the immune response, it's going to be around 12 months. People are going to need booster shots. And that is with the mRNA vaccines. The question is then, are the other vaccines, is that going to go quicker?
My hope is that it wouldn't, or was, that it wouldn't be 12 months exactly, but rather that it would start to, that you could eventually line it up with some of the other, I don't know, flu vaccine. You know, I get my flu vaccine shot every October here at Deutsche Welle. They offer it. It'd sure be nice to be able to get both at the same time instead of having two appointments, because fewer people will do it if you have to go in every 6 months.
One thing that has to be said here is that immunology is not a straight line. You don't know what is actually going to happen from a graph. We've also got these variants out there.
Yeah.
Which you know, they throw a curveball to what's going to happen in the end. But at this point, it looks like the booster shot, if necessary at all, will have to be taken at least a year from now.
And how about those people who aren't going to get vaccinated? That's the final question today. What's going to happen with them over the long term? The answer is you're going to get COVID-19. I don't know if that's been said enough or as bluntly as that, because it seems like a lot of people, Gabe, you and I have talked to so many people about this, and a lot of people are doing kind of this wait and see thing. Let's see what happens.
I have at least three people in my inner circle of friends who are saying just that. I'm going to wait and see. And by adopting that attitude, that means that eventually you will get COVID-19? Is that what you're saying right now?
Right. And the reason
There's no way to avoid it?
Yes, there's no way to avoid it. Sorry, that's kind of a weird way of saying it, but there's no way to avoid it. And the reason I feel it's important to say it that bluntly is because that's what Germany's top virologist came out and did, Christian Drosten. The way he phrased it is he said this virus is going to be endemic. That means it's going to exist in pockets around the world forever. It won't go away, and anyone who now actively decides not to be vaccinated, for example, will inevitably become infected. The reason I think that's so important to say is I get the feeling from the people I've spoken with who aren't choosing to vaccinate at this point, that's usually the like soft way it's framed, that there's almost an open question in their mind or a hope that, you know, they're going to avoid this whole thing. That the virus will go away and they will have neither gotten the virus nor the vaccine and they will have escaped the whole thing. That is not the case. That you will get COVID-19. Your choices are COVID-19 or a vaccine.
That is really interesting against the backdrop of the idea that one of the reasons subconsciously that people aren't getting vaccinated is actually a fear of the coronavirus.
Right. No, and
so if that's the case, then
Get vaccinated. Final data point, just to support this thesis, some fresh data coming from counties in the United States where they're looking at who's getting infected now and where. Obviously, the numbers are dropping. That's great. But who is still getting infected? 97% are unvaccinated. 97% of the new infections. There was another county that had it at 96. You can choose your number. Are unvaccinated people. You can also, the reason they came across this information or put the two together was they were looking at the zip codes, the areas that were seeing low vaccination rates, and lo and behold, that's where the infections are happening. If you don't get vaccinated, you will get COVID-19.
Speaking of counties in the United States, Dodge County in Wisconsin, where I'm going to be vacationing in July has the lowest vaccination rate in all of Wisconsin, and I'm not vaccinated yet, so maybe I shouldn't go there for summer vacation, Connor.
Get vaccinated. Find a way. Still a challenge for young people or youngish people here in Germany.
Science Unscripted.